Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Is Kevin Owens' WWE future in doubt? Plus, multiple SummerSlam matches have been pulled and...
Normally it's me that gets it from the wrestlers. I can't believe
that. Say the interview's over.
Jeff Jarrett causing chaos during a UK media day ahead of AEW All In. For Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Kevin Owens' future in WWE seems to be in doubt this morning. Now, Kevin has been telling the Toronto Sun that what's next for him, once his current WWE deal expires, is uncertain on his part. He says, "I used to say I don't see myself not being in the ring for another 5 to 10 years. And if I said it right now, I'd be lying because over the last few months, I have to admit, I don't know if that's true anymore. I look at things and I don't know where I stand going beyond the next year and a half. I know I want to be involved in wrestling. I know I want to be involved in WWE and I know I have a place here. I just don't know where that is exactly. Maybe it's still in the ring. Maybe it's not. I don't know." Kevin Owens, who has been very much a backbone for WWE for many years now, is currently having an incredible run as one half of the undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions, possibly considering a life away from the ring. It comes at a time where Kevin Owens is taking some extended time from in-ring action due to a recent rib injury. And whether that's more than anything, has allowed him time to reflect on what his next steps could be. Now, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn seem to be on course to be defending the undisputed tag team titles at SummerSlam, possibly against the Judgment Day. That match not happening as part of SummerSlam due to the injury for Kevin Owens, at least. But multiple other matches have been pulled from SummerSlam as well. Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus were, according to early reports, set to compete in Detroit on the weekend, and they were set to have an impromptu match last night on Raw. However, Zoe Stark interfered from the offset, leading to a DQ. Adam Pearce then informs Trish that Becky would get a rematch, but it would be in 2 weeks' time when Raw is taking place in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Zoe Stark being banned from ringside. So that takes that match off SummerSlam. Fightful Select reports were told that things changed by this weekend regarding Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus, and the match was discussed to be moved back to WWE Payback. Before, of course, it was announced for the August 14th Raw. The promo and the match in totality was scheduled for only one segment on Raw. Becky Lynch wasn't originally scheduled to take time off around SummerSlam, despite that being rumoured online. Other match that we were set to see as part of SummerSlam, based on early reports, was Raquel Rodriguez challenging Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship, or the World Women's World Championship, as it's now known. She was attacked by Rhea Ripley again last night, and Adam Pearce said that Raquel was not cleared to compete, but when she was, she would get her match with Rhea Ripley. And as it stands, that match will not be taking place at SummerSlam unless some last-minute booking decision or last-minute creative comes through to get that match in place. So there's two matches there. Three, if you want to count the tag title one, possibly off SummerSlam, allowing more of a focus on the matches that are already on there, including Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey. They're set to compete under MMA rules. It was confirmed last night on Monday Night Raw. Now, the rules for this match are still unclear, but we may very well get that revealed possibly on the night at SummerSlam at this rate. This week on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, ahead of SummerSlam, look out for 9 pitches for SummerSlam 2023, plus predictions for SummerSlam, and you will have live reactions, what happened at, and the WTF moments from SummerSlam with the Cultaholic team as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's August, which means it's AEW All In Month. On the 27th, AEW will host its biggest show ever, 70,000 plus at Wembley Stadium. So Jeff Jarrett was in the UK yesterday talking to the press all about AEW All In and a bunch of other things as well. We took him afternoon tea, did we, at Cultaholic? You can watch that video on the Cultaholic YouTube channel very soon. He left us to head to Talk Sports with former Impact star and British wrestling legend Grado. And there was a moment during that Talk Sport live show with Hawksby and Jacobs that it got a bit out of hand. Grado getting kabonged by Jeff Jarrett. He was lovely when I spoke to him, I'm just saying. On Talk Sport yesterday. Gives us the indication that maybe at All in Wembley, we're getting Jeff Jarrett versus Grado. Fun encounter. Grado set to be part of the Impact Wrestling UK Invasion Tour. And Jeff and Grado have a long-standing love-hate relationship from their time in TNA and beyond there. And who knows? That could be where we go. That would be fun. That would be a fun match to see on AEW All In. It's nice to nearly have a match announced. I'm just saying. It'd be nice to have a match announced at some point. But yeah, keep an eye on our YouTube channel. Check out Afternoon Tea with JEFFJARRETT. It'll be along very soon.
It's my pleasure once again to introduce you on my left, formerly the lightweight champion of Wales. We have the Bon Bon Shell, Adrian Street!
And finally, it was announced yesterday that wrestling legend Adrian Street has passed away at the age of 82. The announcement made by Adrian's wife and long-standing wrestling valet, Miss Linda. Let's take a special look at the remarkable life and times of exotic Adrian Street.
I can break a door down with one hand behind my back. I can crush a grizzly till its bones begin to crack. I eat a dozen T-bones for my early morning snack.
So imagine what I could do to you.
Adrian Street was born the son of a pit worker in Bryn Mawr, Wales, on December the 5th, 1940. He made his in-ring debut in the late 50s as Kid Tarzan Jonathan. However, he would become iconic as the flamboyant and controversial exotic Adrian Street.
The expression on Mick McMichael's face on the right-hand corner here as he watches his opponent with this magnificent garb. Well, you've never seen anything like it. I must admit, I haven't.
Bedecked in a large feather boa and covered in face paint. His actions around the ring and the way he competed within the ring had a way of stirring up wrestling crowds in the 60s.
Right now, let me talk to the exotic Adrian Street, and your title goes on the line.
Yes, against the cowboy, the wildcat. Can you just imagine that? You know those ones, I've watched them doing those rodeos. I mean, what is that, a competition just to show how badly people can ride? Wildcat Cooley, the cowboy, the Yellow Rose of Texas. I just call him the Yellow Texan, you understand? So anyway, I'm going to start off number one match, the number one wrestler, the most beautiful wrestler in the whole world, the exotic one. Number one, this shouldn't take me very long, actually. I'm probably doing more talking, it'll take me long to vanquish this man. I just want to test his courage, you understand? He looks very butch. I just want to test his courage.
He would be noticed by wrestling promoters across the pond, and he would move to America in the 80s to compete for Mid-South and Continental Wrestling, among other territory promotions.
Bell time, and here we go, David.
It's the exotic Adrian Street starting against the King, Jerry Lawler.
Skipping around the ring.
Lawler. I was going to say it was all he could do to keep a straight face, but he didn't keep a straight face.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he is the epitome of American manhood, I've got more manhood in my little finger than Randy Savage has got in his whole body.
Well, you're going to find out why they call him Macho Man. He's pure athlete, and
why
when
is
you
he
meet
going to be
him...
so butch? Pure athlete, yes, I've seen him. He's got one of those weeder bodies. You understand? Brain is mightier than brawn.
Adrian Street and Miss Linda would also open Skull Crushers Wrestling School in Florida. But when it was destroyed by Hurricane Ivan, they returned to Wales. They also designed wrestling attire, including Mick Foley's Dude Love outfit that he used in the late 90s. Adrian Street was still getting into the ring well up into his 70s. He even became a champion in 2005, winning the NWA Alabama European Championship. Adrian Street officially retired in 2014 and was honored by the WWE with the network documentary Imagine What I Could Do to You. The wrestling world has paid tribute to Adrian Street, William Regal tweeting, "I am deeply saddened to hear the passing of my friend. And truly a one-off talent, Adrian Street." Fellow Welsh stars, the Impact Tag Team Champions, Subculture, have both paid tribute. Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster posting their memories on social media. Webster called Street a true pioneer and a trailblazer. It was honoured for him to be front row when we became the first Welsh champs in WWE. And Triple H, the current head of creative in WWE, describes Adrian Street as a genre-bending pioneer whose larger-than-life presence and ruthlessness between the ropes changed the wrestling world forever. We here at Cultaholic extend our love, our best wishes, and our condolences to the friends and the family of the late, great, exotic Adrian Street. For Tuesday, August the 1st, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.